The Utah Board of Education releases their other comprehensive grading results. Stericycle denies it violated emission limits, and Utah's five national parks are closed for business. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Tuesday, October 1st. I'm Brian Grimmett. The results of Utah's other statewide school accountability system are in. According to the Utah Comprehensive Accountability System, or UCAS, many elementary schools and high schools in the state performed better on tests and achieved more academic growth than they did last year. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
UCAS, not to be confused with school grading, assigns individual schools a score between 0 and 600 based on test results and year-to-year growth in test results. It's required by the federal government in order for Utah to opt out of provisions of the federal No Child Left Behind law. The school grading report card released earlier this month is a state-mandated system that assigns a letter grade A through F to schools indicating their performance. Education officials say UCAS is a better representation of academic growth than school grading. According to this year's UCAS data, the median elementary school score in Utah was 434 compared to last year's score of 428. For high schools, the median score rose from 408 to 417. State Superintendent Martel Minlove said in a statement, quote, "This year's UCAS scores help confirm trends we saw earlier this year with our ACT and AP scores. Utah public schools are improving," end quote. UCAS scores for individual schools can be found on the Public School Data Gateway, which is on the homepage of the Utah State Office of Education website, www.schools.utah.gov. The gateway allows viewers to see the UCAS data, as well as the school grading report card issued this year. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
As activists and community members step up the pressure to shut down a North Salt Lake medical waste incinerator, Stericycle officials are denying the company violated emission limits or rigged stack test results. They are challenging a list of citations filed by Utah regulators against the company. That starts a legal process that could take months. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
The State Division of Air Quality cited Stericycle in May for releasing excessive amounts of cancer-causing dioxins and other pollutants. After numerous deadline extensions, Stericycle officials finally responded by denying some of the allegations outright while blaming faulty sampling or lab analysis for other chemical readings. DAQ Director Bryce Bird says the case will now go to an administrative law judge, which has not been appointed yet. Bird says there's no telling how long the process might take.
Really, there is no end date. In the past, these types of proceedings have lasted many months, up to even over a year, once the administrative law judge is appointed, and the time frame to resolve it is open-ended.
The DAQ will be represented by the State Attorney General's office. Stericycle's corporate office did not respond to a request for comment. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
Visitors to Utah's five national parks will encounter locked gates because the government shut down yesterday after Congress couldn't agree on a spending bill. Marion DeLay, the head of the Moab Travel Council, says foreign tourists in particular are telling businesses in Moab they don't want to get to Utah and find the parks closed.
Boy, if our friends, you know, our friends planned their trip, and if we got over here and those parks were closed, we would be so mad. We would never come back.
DeLay says the fall is a busy time of the year in Moab. Local residents and businesses depend on the money they make in the fall to get through the winter. Salt Lake City leaders and business owners are coming together hoping to make the Rio Grande District on the west side of the city a safer place. At a news conference yesterday, Mayor Ralph Becker announced a new partnership with local law enforcement, social service providers, and Salt Lake Downtown Alliance volunteers to improve conditions in the area. Becker says they'll begin with cleaning up the area's physical appearance and reducing criminal activity.
Some of them are short-term, and some of them we hope are going to make an immediate and really dramatic improvement on the conditions for everyone here, whether it's someone who is homeless or whether it is a business owner or a resident or someone who visits our area.
Last week, police in Salt Lake City arrested about 35 people over a three-day period on drug dealing or drug possession charges. Police Chief Chris Burbank says in many cases it's the homeless population that's being victimized by criminals.
The city of Alpine is working to put together a flood mitigation project in time to apply for a federal grant. City Manager Shane Sorensen says they hope to have the plan finished by Thanksgiving. A number of homes in Alpine were evacuated last month after heavy rainfall and a wildfire burn scar. Residents had to boil their water after the storm caused a water main break. American Samoa is opening accounts with Utah-based Zions Bank over the internet. Bank of Hawaii has handled the territorial government's accounts for years. It announced last year it would shut down its American Samoan operations. Zions doesn't plan to open a physical branch in American Samoa. Instead, it plans to handle the territory's needs online.
Former Utah Governor Mike Leavitt and his longtime business partner, Rich McKeon, written a book together about building networks that result in achieving success. Finding Allies and Building Alliances takes experiences both men have had working in government and in the private sector and translates them into a how-to guide for solving problems. The two men unveiled the book in Salt Lake City yesterday at the Envision Utah luncheon. Leavitt shared stories of how companies and entrepreneurs came together to achieve global success.
First, it is the technology that's beginning to enable us. But second of all, it is a sense of relentless global competition that is requiring us, giving us an imperative to get better with a force that no legislative body could ever bring.
Leavitt served in the cabinet of President George W. Bush as administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency and then as Secretary of Health and Human Services. He said the federal government would work more smoothly if it better networked its resources.
The federal budget is built in such tight silos that the capacity for any one department to use innovation in solving problems jointly with other departments is essentially non-existent.
Both Leavitt and McKeon say digital technology has and continues to play a key role in motivating people and businesses to build networks.
And that is your KUER News Pod for Tuesday, October 1st. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.